We look for outstanding educators. Principals are obviously part of that education team. So when a principal distinguishes themselves within that education team, we want to recognize the principals. But I would say predominantly probably 75% of our awardees are teachers from the classroom.
What's the nomination process?
Each state develops, that we partner with, develops a talent pool process and works with the foundation to collect outstanding nominations or recommendations to us. And then from there, we examine that, and we have a process to collect information to look at. So it's a secret process,
sure.
But there is a partnership with the state and a talent pool to pull from. There's no nomination. There's no self-nomination. We find you through our process.
As opposed to the individual school district approaching you,
right.
You receive your nominations on the state level, and then...
Right. Correct. There is no way. You cannot contact us and say, I want to nominate myself for an award. We reach out and find great educators through their contribution to the profession, their potential for the profession, and to the great work that they're doing in the classroom or the school building at that moment.
How long have you been with the organization?
I've been connected I'm a former Milken educator. I won the award as a principal in 2001, so I've been connected to the Milken Family Foundation since that time.
Well, then, being a former principal, then this morning's presentation would be extra special.
It is. I've obviously stood in Ms. Spee's shoes when you're at an assembly, when you have the governor and your commissioner of education, and you're here for a recognition event, and you don't know what it's about. That's troublesome if you're the principal. But soon enough, the secret is revealed, and there's a purpose for that. The reason we have the surprise is we want a powerful moment for that educator that's doing this, and it's very important to our founder and chairman, Mr. Lowell Milken. So we work really hard to maintain that surprise. But yeah, it is more difficult if you're the principal planning the assembly and you don't know about it. But we do that by creating a ruse for the event, and this particular ruse we're fortunate to have the support of Governor Perry and the commissioner to be here. In general, this school is doing great work, so there's also things they can talk about as well, and then we can also have the recognition of the Milken Educator Award.
So the bonus question, were you also an elementary principal?
I was a middle school principal.
Well, you still have a bit of a relationship to trying to keep a large crowd of non-adolescents focused, and particularly this is an adult theme, and kindergarten through fifth graders may not grasp just the importance of this thing, and to see how well they were on task this morning.
Right. I mean, to orchestrate the assembly that's both powerful for adults, powerful for the media, and also powerful for students is a challenge. As you can see from the assembly, from my comments especially, I want to engage the kids. I want them to feel a part of it. We want them to feel the power of educators in their lives. We want to inspire them. At the same time, we know there is a message for the media and for the adults in the room that our foundation and our work values educators, values the role that educators play in society. So, yeah, my comments are geared towards trying to capture both of those. But to answer your question, I do try to engage the students and make it meaningful for them. They're going to be here for 30 minutes. They should have a little fun with it and make it a fun event as well as a powerful event. At the end of the day, though, the moment is about the educator. We hope, as a former Milken educator, they will remember this. I hope this will be one of the top 10 days or top 5 days in their lives of this recognition, and we try to make it that. So that's a part of the secret.
Well, you have dignitaries, you have kids, you have the staff. What's the message you want to get out to parents and others who weren't here today?
The Milken Foundation recognized an outstanding educator at Milam Elementary School here in Bryan ISD. That educator is, I think, representative of the great work that's going on around education around the country. Some of that excellence can be found right here at Milam Elementary School. We're proud that we have an honoree to recognize here. She flies the flag for all educators around the country, and we're very proud to have her as a part of our Milken Educator Network. And hopefully she will be inspiring other leaders and teachers and contributing to our profession for some time.